Thank you, Cambria, and good morning, everyone. It's my privilege to be able to speak to you this morning on this very special weekend. Now, if some of you think that my voice sounds strangely familiar, if you've attended the fair any time in the last couple of decades, you've probably heard me saying, "Would anybody out there like to win $5,000? And so you heard that many times over the fair. So I'm the person that does that each year, and it's my privilege to be able to do that. But my journey actually starts 40 years ago, not here, but at St. Francis High School, when I was a senior there, just a short 40 years ago. And I met Tony Azzeltine, who it was his first year of teaching there in the pep band. And so, as you know, Tony has been the director of the 930 choir for at least that long. And so I kind of followed him in my faith journey. It really has been mainly based on the music and the liturgical worship using song and music. And so you may see me, if you come to 930 Mass, playing bass or singing and doing the sound. So with that, things kind of gravitated towards Holy Family. We moved to South Pasadena to be closer to Holy Family. My parents started to come to Holy Family as well. And my dad, Marvin McLean, who was with me yesterday evening at Mass, with Carl Holsnyder, was the one that organized and planned and coordinated the building of the Vision Project. So if you look at this campus here, it's largely in regards to Carl and my dad putting that together, and that was 20 years ago. It's hard to believe that it's been that long. So I mentioned that this is a very special weekend because yesterday, 34 years ago, my wife and I got married here. So it's our anniversary weekend, so it's quite a privilege to be able to speak on this weekend. And we were married by Monsignor Barry and Father McGovern and Father Riz. So those of you who have been around for a while, remember those great priests in the history of Holy Family. But my volunteering still continued, and we have three fantastic children. We had 19 continuous years at Holy Family School. So those of you who are in the school know how much volunteering that entails as well. And so even though our youngest daughter has been graduated now for 6 years, I'm still assisting with the spring musical, doing the sound with that production. So that's quite a fun event if you haven't attended. With the additional volunteering, my son and I joined scouting, and I've been the scoutmaster for Troop 333 now for 15 years. And as I mentioned, it's a special weekend because this is the food collection drive of for the Giving Bank for Thanksgiving. So our scouts were out yesterday. Thank you for those of you who donated so much food. We collected over almost $1,000, over 300 turkeys, and probably 2 or 3 tons of food to be distributed tomorrow at the Giving Bank. So thank you for doing that. And so that volunteering also led me, I've been able to assist over 40 Eagle Scouts attain the rank of Eagle as being Scoutmaster. So that being said, many of you volunteer for various different things, and thank you for that, and you know how enriching it is. And those of you maybe who have a little extra time, talent, treasure, Cambria's gonna come back up now and talk to you about that. But as I started with the journey here at St. Francis, you know, using his words, in giving of yourself that you receive. So I've been so blessed by this parish community and many of you out there, and I hope that you feel the same way. And thank you for giving me a few minutes to speak to you today.